Amen. What a day that'll be. I believe that day is coming sooner than we think. Praise be to God. Are you ready? And are the loved ones, the people that are around you, are they ready? I pray they are. I pray that we get a sense of urgency to see others saved. If you know the Lord Jesus, I pray that you'll get a burden and a desire to see other people saved, and that you'll get a zeal within you that just can't sit still. Amen. Seen something this week that said, when you have the Holy Spirit fire bar, whichever way you're at, wherever you've raised that, when you got the Holy Spirit far, you won't settle for smoke anymore. I pray that we get on fire for the Lord Jesus Christ, because I really believe that something drastic is going to happen, or revival is going to break loose. Within the sin cycle, if you've ever studied the Bible, there's a sin cycle. And in that sin cycle, people turn away from God. I believe that we're as far on that sin cycle down through there as we possibly can get. And if you've watched and studied the sin cycle, you know what's fixing to come next. So, as we come to this part of the service, may we prepare our hearts to hear from God and respond. And may we bring our tithes into the storehouse, our offerings and tithes into the storehouse. There's a place here at the front and the back. And children, you can be dismissed to children's church if you like. I'm sure they've got a wonderful story back there for you. And so you can be dismissed at this time. But time of worship, we prepare our hearts and we bring our tithes. Thank you, Linda. Thank you, Diane, drawing us to worship this morning. Thank you guys up there, Tom and Tim. As we're still challenging you to memorize gospel, gospel in, gospel out, G-I-G-O, Proverbs 3, trust in the Lord. It's not trust in the government. It's not trust in the world. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not on unto thy own understanding. And in all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. That's our verse for next week. Our verse for this week was John 8, 31 through 32. And if you'll turn there, that's where we're going to be. John 8, 31, 32. Free. When you hear the word free, what do you think? Free. Giveaway. Yeah, the giveaway stuff. I was at a funeral of my uncle's this week, and my cousin was doing the funeral, and he said, "Have you ever known..." Talking about my uncle. "Have you ever known him to reject a free gift?" Some people still today are rejecting the free gift of salvation, aren't they? I pray that today that changes. I pray that whoever's watching, whoever's here today, that the Spirit of God would just speak to you about the wonderful plan of salvation, how you can be set free. When we hear the word free, we think of free food, free phone, free money, free country, free from debt, free to speak, free from prison, free to leave, free from bondage, free from slavery. But in the Word of God here, John chapter 8, 31 and 32, Jesus said to the Jews which believed on Him, "If ye continue in My Word, if you continue in My Word, then are you My disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Almighty God, we come to You this morning. We feel Your presence. We know You're here. We know that You're speaking to us. And I pray that, God, that I would step out of the way, that my opinions, but God, would be Your Word speaking. Holy Spirit, fill this place. Anoint this time. That, God, we hear from You, that I'm just being a vessel that You're speaking through. That, God, hearts would be changed and lives would be saved. And God, I pray today that You would be ultimately glorified in everything. So we humble ourselves and want to hear from You today. Open our hearts to hear and obey and to trust You. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If the truth can make you free, then a lie is going to hold you in bondage. If the truth is going to set you free, a lie is going to hold you in bondage. You probably have experienced this or been around someone who tells a lie, that they need to have to cover the lie, they have to remember the lie, that they told a lie that they're going to lie again so to cover up the lie they just told. You see what I'm saying? Holds you in bondage. And when you live in a lie throughout your life, it holds you in bondage. When you keep those things secret, those things hidden within you, knowing, not when the business and all the noise is around you, but when you get by yourself and you know exactly where you stand with God and there's not peace because of sin in your life, and you keep lying, and sometimes people even lie to themselves, and you accept what the world says, well, it ain't that bad. It's just the way things are now. You accept those lies. You're still in bondage. In the text where we say, where the Word of God says free, where Jesus said can make you free, that free is to liberate, to exempt from moral, ceremonial, or mortal liability. To deliver, to make you free. And that's what Jesus Christ can do for you. Continue in His Word so that you continually know His truth in a culture, in a world where truth is hard to find. Why do we need to be set free? Because all of us have sinned. God is holy. God desires to love you and desires for you to have a personal relationship with Him. God made a way to cover your sins, and that is through the blood of Jesus Christ. When you had no way, God made a way. And that's the only way. See, God's Word is truth. That Bible that you have in your lap is truth. This culture today is trying to discredit the Bible, trying to discard it and dismiss the Word of God. I was thinking back, Karen's dad's home, mom and dad's home, burnt totally to the ground. The wooden table that the Bible laid on was burnt to dust. But the Bible, intact, we still have today. God's Word will continue. Whether you try to discredit it, disbelieve it or not, God's Word will stand. And one day, we all will stand from the one who wrote it. The Word of God is infallible. It is inerrant. It does confront sin. It does confront sin. Yes, it offends your wrong way of life, but it also demonstrates to you and I the ultimate love story. The ultimate love story that God's provision of Jesus Christ coming to earth, a love that you will never find in anything or anyone. Let me ask you this morning, would you be willing to leave everything that you have? Everything that you have today and go live in government housing? Do you see what Jesus did for you? He stepped out of heaven, out of glory, left it to be humbly coming to earth to be an example and a provision for you and I. Can you see the love? If you have children, I see this beautiful little baby here. I wouldn't even have to ask him. I already know because I see the love in Jonathan and Samantha. There's no way that they would give that child up as a sacrifice for you and I. And nobody else that has children in this room would. But God did. God so loved you and I. You see, we all sin. By nature and by choice, we all lie. I wouldn't want to tempt you to lie, so I'm not going to ask anybody in this room ever lie. Because sometimes I do that and some people don't raise their hands. They just look at you. I'm not going to provoke you to lie. But all of us lie. I'll give you an example. You ever been in a doctor's office where there's a lot of sick people? And when they come in, different people, even the doctors and nurses, go, "How are you today?" What do they say? "Fine." "Well, why are you here?" "Walk in the hospital room." "How are you doing?" "Fine. They just got me locked up in this room, stuck all these things in me, but I'm fine." By nature, we lie. By choice, we do as well, which is sin. People ask their child, "Did you do this?" They're the only one in the room. Only one that could possibly. "No." And guys, Jeff Allen, a Christian comedian, talks about this. He said, "My wife asked me those questions that she knows that, you know, she don't just tell me to pick things up. She just asked me these questions. Is that your underwear on the floor? Well, if it ain't, we've got some more questions to ask." Instead of saying, "Would you get that up and put it away in a laundry basket?" By nature and by choice, adults and teenagers and all try to impress other people and they lie. They try to escape controversy. We lie. Today, when people engage in that sin, we make excuses and try to justify that sin. We kind of try to gloss it over and call it something else that it's not, trying to justify or deny lying. But it's still sin, no matter how you cover it. You can spray perfume all you want to over a skunk, but it's still a skunk. There's such inconsistency in America today. There are so many double standards that seem to be widely accepted in our culture today. But let it not be in Christians and in churches today. May we be a one that has love for all people, and we understand what God's principles are, and that we make it so easy for lost people to come into the church, to lost people to come into know the Christ that we know, so that they can be set free as well. May our standard be God's Word. That we continue in God's Word, and that we know the truth, and the truth sets us free. Romans chapter 1, verse 25. We find these words. Who changed the truth of God into a lie. Hello? Changed the truth of God into a lie and worshipped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. May those words penetrate our hearts to the point that we desire to continue in God's Word, that we continue to focus on His truth, and that we love people enough to share the truth with them, not in hate, not into just being mean about it, but share the truth in love so that they can be set free as well. May we do that. May those words penetrate our hearts. The freedom of speech is a principle that supports the freedom of an individual or community to articulate their opinions and ideas without fear of retaliation, censorship, or legal sanctions. But that's been attacked. That's been attacked. The censorship is under attack. To make obscene comments or distribute obscene materials is widely accepted. But speaking a biblical worldview is attacked today. But you need to know the truth. You need to be continuing in God's Word so that you know the truth and that you're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, and that you are willing to say, I'm an ambassador of Jesus Christ, and based on the Word of God, it says this, and I love you enough to tell you this. You might be offended by this, but I'm going to tell you what God's Word says so that you will know. And then you let the Holy Spirit take over. You let the Holy Spirit just move and see what happens. Very little accountability or responsibility for telling lies. Commercials, could they lie to you? Could the government lie to you? The news, entertainers, sports people. You know, I find it fascinating that you got some sports person or some entertainer that's doing a commercial. And now, this is not my first rodeo, but I'm telling you. They don't have a clue of the product they're trying to promote. They don't have a clue. We're putting people on pedestals to speak to us. Let the Word of God speak to us so that we can know the truth. There's not a lot of accountability in those things. And it seems to be that people don't want to say, that's a lie. If it's a lie, it's a lie. Should we allow these people to be our role models on how we should live? I say no. Hear the truth from Jesus Christ, from His Word. Let the Word of God and Jesus Christ's example be our model. There's so many contradictions in this world. So many double standards. But I'm going to tell you something based on the Word of God that you can bank on. God loves you. Tell the person next to you that God loves you. Tell them. God loves you. Hey, those of you watching today, or whenever you're watching, God loves you. Let me tell you the rest of the story. Satan hates you. Satan hates you. The truth of the matter is, each one of you were born. Each one of you will die. And each one of you will stand before a holy and just God. Will it be the God that loves you, or Satan that's manipulated you and lied to you? I believe that God is trying to get your attention. Is there truth signs around us today that we just don't see? God is ready to send His Son Jesus to go get His children, to be caught up in the air. That one sweet day we'll be with Him. What if there was something that took place that the entire world will be focused on and caused people to stay at home? What would it happen if it caused people to slow down? What would it happen if something got the attention of people and it stopped all their activities and stopped them from going out to eat? And stopped them from all the business of life, it slowed them down. What would happen? Let me do a quick assessment as I've been praying and studying and looking and searching God's Word and finding out what God wants to say. Since that has happened, the liar Satan would want to use that time to cause confusion, depression, bitterness, hatred, rebellion, and division. Hello? The liar Satan would want to build up your ego, your pride, your negativism, and hate anyone who opposes your perspective. And you would begin to look out the window at other people's problems and other people's issues rather than looking in the mirror at your own. That's what Satan would want you to do. The liar Satan would desire for you to disconnect from church. From gathering yourself together, Satan the liar would want you to disconnect from church. He would also want you to connect to all the scams of the bondage of sin. There's plenty of that you can connect to. You know what I'm saying. The liar, Satan, does not want you to continue in God's Word, does not want you to memorize the Bible either. He doesn't want you to be in God's Word. He does not especially want you to memorize Scripture. Those are the things that the liar Satan would do. Or better should I say, is doing. I love when the Bible does this. But God, when it says but God, is a whole different story. But God wants you to understand His love, His truth, and His plans just for you. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 8, this book of the law shall not depart out of my mouth, but that shall meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is within thee. For then shall they make the way prosperous, and then they shall have good success. But God has this in store for you. But God desires for you to know the truth, and that the truth can set you free. But God desires for you to hear specifically for yourself from Him and know what His plans are for you and just you alone. But God in Jeremiah chapter 33 verse 3 says, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and I will show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. Praise be to God. There's an opposite. But God desires for you to humble yourself and to pray and to seek His face and turn from your wicked ways and know the truth and know His promises and know His provision and know His plans, that those things can set you free and be free indeed. But you got to know Your adversary is like a roaring lion seeking to devour. He hates you. He hates you. But God loves you. See, if we say we don't have sin, we make God a liar. 1 John chapter 1, verse 9 says, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. It's a matter of freedom versus bondage. Choose. If you continue in God's Word, you read His Word, you study His Word, you meditate on His Word, you memorize His Word as a disciple, as a follower of Jesus Christ, you will know what the truth is. This ongoing teaching process of truth and freedom. May we grow more in love with God, and may we grow in spiritual knowledge, and may we grow in the freedom of knowing Christ as our Savior, and the freedom from sin. You see, slaves to sin can be set free. Whatever's holding you back from God working through your life in a powerful way that you would not even imagine, He wants to today. He desires to set you free. Whatever that is that's holding you back, that sin, that you know sin. And it may be that you're under the wages of sin, that death and separation in a tormented place called hell would be where your destiny for eternity would be today if you didn't make it out of here today. God's desire is that you know Him, that you know His love, and you accept His way. Because in John chapter 14, verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, I am the truth, and no man cometh unto the Father except through me. And it's sad that people today, because of their ego and because of their pride and because of their concern about what people might think, they deny their need to be saved. And they deny that all the way up to their very last breath. 5 seconds after they take that last breath, they wake up in their eternal destiny, and it's hell. May it not be so today. May the Spirit of God draw you with that love to accept Him as Savior and Lord. See, the worst bondage is the kind that the prisoners deny and you don't even recognize. They reject the truth and remain in bondage. Today, I believe God's spoken. I believe He's spoken to you. I believe He's spoken to set you free. Look at verse 33 in John chapter 8. They answered Him, we be Abraham's seed and we're never in bondage to any man. How sayest thou? You shall be made free. Jesus said to them, verily, verily, which means truly, truly, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is a servant of sin. And the servant abideth not in the house forever, but the Son abideth forever. And if the Son therefore shall make you free, you shall be free indeed. What's God speaking to you about this morning? Are you free? Or are you held in bondage? Choose now, this very day. Some Christians, followers of Christ, you're held in bondage because of sin that you've hidden and suppressed. Today, God wants to set you free. Some people have been playing religion in church, and you don't have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. You've never said, forgive me my sins. I believe in what you did on the cross for me. I believe you rose from the grave on the third day, and I place my trust in you. I want you to be Savior and Lord. You've never done that. But you've been playing the games of coming to church and playing religion the whole time. And you're held in bondage by that secret. Is your pride and ego going to hold back? Or today are you going to be set free? Which is it? God wants to do some things in our lives today. He really does. Will you let Him? Forgiveness is available by fully trusting Him and letting Him set you free. Father in heaven, as You have been speaking this morning, so move on hearts today that they will make it known that decision that You want them to make this morning. I pray, Lord, that those that are held in bondage, they're not saved. Their eternal destiny would not be with You in heaven. Today, God, You're speaking to them about that. I pray that they'll respond in saying yes to You. Followers of You, God, that's Christians, that's held in bondage of sin, may today they be willing to be actively taking the step to ask You to completely forgive them as they admit their sin to You, that You'll cleanse them and set them free. And Holy Spirit, we pray that You would empower those that make that decision today. Thank You for Your love and care. Thank You for Your presence here this morning. Thank You for what You're going to do in the lives. We love You. In Jesus' name, amen. What has God spoken to you about? Would you stand and sing this hymn of invitation? Would you come to the cross of Christ? Would you follow Him? What's God spoke to you about that you need to respond to this morning? Altar is open for you to come. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed, and you're speaking to God this morning as He continually plays. As you're praying to God, you'd like for me just to pray for you and say, I'm struggling with some things. Would you just pray for me? I won't come to you or bother you in any way. I'll just pray for you. I'm struggling with some things. Would you pray for me? Would you slip your hand up and right back down? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? I'm struggling with some things. Would you just pray for me? Thank you. God, You saw the hands. I pray that everyone that raised their hands, God, this morning, as they seek you, I pray an overwhelming, Spirit-filled, loving care would flood their soul. Do something supernatural in their life, God, that only could be done from you. I know that you still perform miracles. I know that, God, that you still set captives free. I know, God, that you have the power to change. I know you have the power to do whatever pleases you and draws attention to you. So I pray, Lord, that this morning, those that raise their hands, God, you would do something in their life that would just utterly astound. Bless, God. For those that still need to make decisions, may you continually, lovingly work on their hearts. Show them your way, your truth. We thank you. Thank you for all that. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Pray you're blessed today. I pray that God will continually have His hand upon you. As you go today, know that the presence of God is with you as a believer in Him. If I can pray with you about something, please let me know. If I can help you in some way, let me know that as well. God is so good. All the time. Amen. Amen. Remembering the things that we talked about, the one in the bulletin, that you can be a help to people in our community, school system, parents and grandparents and others. Please remember that. Please continue to pray for the decisions to do the platform. Can just continue to pray for one another. And please, go look and see what this bill is that they're wanting to pass in the Senate. And make your voice known. But then pray. Pray and make your voice known. But love people. When they're out there politicizing, I'm against this, I'm against that. Let me tell you what I'm for. I'm for people to being set free. What do you mean by set free? There is an equality. Okay? And Jesus Christ is the one that will set you free. So I pray that you take the opportunity. It's a beautiful day outside. Get in before it rains real hard this evening. Amen. Thank you for being here. As we dismiss you, Ry, would you lead us in prayer, please?